All right, so clearly Ortiz did not protect himself at all times, and you really need to do so if you're going to look out for your clients. Okay, so let's start with a couple key preliminary questions. And if your radar starts going off that this might describe your company or your client, that should be a clue, okay? Have you ever been sued for patent infringement? That should have taught you your lesson. Have you ever been threatened with infringement? Does your company offer sought-after technology? Well, if they don't, they're probably not in business. How litigious are your competitors? Are there NPEs or trolls in your area? Have you budgeted for a worst-case scenario? Could your company survive a worst-case scenario? Would an adverse judgment have a detrimental effect or put you out of business? And have you evaluated the risk? And if somebody asked you about it, what would your answer be if you got a call from a bank or a customer or a board member? What have you done to protect us in the event of these eventualities? So if you have answered yes or no or guilty with an explanation to any of these, IP insurance may be for you. So I've been accused of being too subtle. And I'm going to make two basic points here today, and I don't want them to get lost in the videos and the metaphors and the stories with animals that speak, okay? There's a need for patent insurance, and there are products out there that can fill that need, okay? So let's talk about this need aspect. I stole this out of a Forbes article. The first thing that people think about patents, and now this person's speculating, but I think it rings true, 9 out of 10 people are going to say lawsuits, even lay people. And certainly the people in this room know that to be fairly accurate. Let's look at the stats. This is taken out of last year's year in review out of Docket Navigator. Now, you know, admittedly, this is not a static condition. There's been less lawsuits this year, last year, than there was maybe the year before. But look at the increase over the last 10 years. 88% increase in patent lawsuits. And over 5,000 accounted PTAB because you can get insurance for your PTAB cases, okay? We'll come back to that a little bit. Now, here's the shot to your face, the cost, all right? Why do we even spend time on this? We know how much it costs. It's an escalating, basically a gradient, depending upon how much is in dispute. This is rough justice. But if you were going to advise a client about how much they're going to spend in a litigation, you better be telling them over 500. It's probably over $1 million. If they're blockbusters, then they're, you know, sky's the limit. Who's at risk? Well, let's see. If you have a product that could be accused of infringement, or if you have patented technology that you may want to enforce, then you're at risk. What's at risk? Well, everything's at risk. We're talking about the lifeblood of your company, the cessation of sales, loss of revenue, cash flow issues, supply chain problems, customer confidence, compromised relationship with your lenders, loss of market share, unwanted licensing deals that you have to take because you don't have the money to litigate, and reliance on design arounds, which probably weren't your first choice for your product design. Okay, now we're going to talk about something that I affectionately refer to as the corporate insurance gap. Now, what does that mean? That means that there's all kinds of corporate insurance available, but none of them fill the gap that you need for these IP suits, okay? Commercial general liability, everybody's got them. But as I like to say, it's kind of like a hospital robe. It doesn't give you the coverage that you need or want, okay? I scour complaints when they're filed to see if somebody was dumb enough to include a false advertising count, because that's going to be covered by insurance. But wouldn't it be nice if I could say to the, if I didn't have to say to the client, well, guess what? The $50,000 advertising count is covered, but your $1 million patent case isn't. Okay. And by the way, they're now the CGL policies are clamping down on the degree to which they cover advertising injuries. A couple of these other ones, I don't want to sort of get into a downward spiral on all these different kinds of insurance, but the point I want to make with these slides, things like E&O insurance, directors and officers, as a general counsel or an outside counsel, you would be considered prudent if you recommended to them that they get these insurance products, because you understand that there's a risk. If you have directors and officers, they want to have insurance in case they're accused of alleged wrongdoing in their corporate capacity. That makes sense, right? Same thing with professional liability. And now there's all this like media, cyberspace, as we live in this electronic age. But not patent assurance? You don't go to your client and say, gee, maybe you want to look out for this risk? Look at this slide, folks. So shareholder suits trigger these D&O policies. Look at the prevalency of those suits compared to patent insurance suits. And yet we consider patent insurance to be some obscure, product that we either don't understand or don't recommend or both. All right. Let's say that I've mildly convinced you that this is something you should probably look into, given the extraordinary risk involved. What does patent protection actually do for us? Well, it does a lot. It manages your risk. It gives you strategic advantages in litigation or even before litigation that you didn't have before. How does it stabilize your revenue? Well, what instead of looking at some giant cavernous dip in your revenue or your cash flow that went to law firms or damages, it was just a line item in your budget? Talk about managing a risk, okay? Reduce your dependence on investors. We're going to talk in a minute about how you can actually take a loan against your IP under the auspice of insurance. Maintain your market share, provide additional source of funding is what I just mentioned. Okay, how about deterrence of NPEs? Okay, I won't ask you to raise hands, but I'm guessing somewhere along the line in your practice, you've come up against an NPE. Okay, this article from 6 months ago indicated that based on a survey of insurance products and the people who hold them, that NPEs should be deterred by the existence of insurance. And by the way, even if they're not insured, why not just use the insurance policy to get rid of the case or fund it?